If you're not in the battle, you become a what? Casualty.
Right.
That's why you can't allow your emotions to mislead you, because your emotions will mislead you out of the battle. And you become into a woe is me. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, please. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your what? Your mouth. Is this Bible the book of the law?
Yes.
But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of what? Good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's a powerful statement. Think about that. That's a very powerful statement. It's too many times we forget that. That's why he said focus on that. Meditate it. Speak the word. Focus on the word. And obey the word. And be strong. You'll be strong. Amen? Why? Because there's a battle going on. Everybody knows. But so many times we get misled or deceived and beginning to fight the wrong battle. So we are at a time right now which I call fight the right. Fight for right. What are you fighting for? You're fighting for what's righteousness. You're fighting for the right things. You're not fighting for the wrong things no more. It's the fight for right. Everyone say with me, fight for right. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not your own. Amen. Put on the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places that have taken possession on human hosts. We're to be strong. We have to put on the full armor of God. Why? Because the battle is spiritual, not physical. That's why we've got to fight for right. What are you fighting? In other words, we got to ask ourselves, what am I fighting for? You're fighting for the kingdom of God. We're to be driving out the powers of darkness. We're to be taking the land. Amen? We take it by force. What's force? Prayer, warfare, worship. We're not wimps. We're soldiers of the Most High. Amen? Hebrews 11, 32. Sometimes it doesn't feel like we're winning, but we don't go by how we feel. Amen? Look at all, you know, the world celebrated United States' 250th birthday. The world celebrated it. It's not just this country. The world. And those who love America, they were showing all these people who came in for the soccer games and stuff, and they'd never been to America. And the media has been lying to them in their countries. They were loving it. They were so happy. They kept saying, the people are wonderful. Look at all of this. Look at everything you have. They went into a local, like Cumberland Farms or something, and they were blown away about all the stuff they had in there. And it's like, heck, we have these huge superstores and everything else. And these people are basically getting just by, working all their lives for just a little bit. Why? Because they live in socialistic, communistic, Nazism. leftist countries that put people in slavery. This country is free. And of course, you're not going to hear any Democrat speak good about what just happened, because they're not American. Think about it. They are not American. They are communist, Nazis, socialistic, demonized individuals that vote and promote for the murder of unborn children. And they're going to wake up in hell. They better wake up before they get there. This is a time. This is where we need to fight for what's right. Amen? The fight is on. It's going to continue to get more and more and more. We've got to stay united in the spirit. Stay in the secret place. Pray hard. Don't look for self-fulfillment. Look for fulfilling His will. Hallelujah. Glory. Hebrews 11:32. Everybody there? Thank you, Jesus. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Japheth, and also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became violent in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Wow! Women received their dead raised to life. Now think about that. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourging, yes, and of chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Strong in faith is the fight for right. We must be strong in the faith. Why? Because that's the fight for right. You can't fight without faith. And the enemy knows whether you're doing it in faith or fear. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The word of God makes you what? Strong. Makes you what? Strong. It's like vitamins, protein drink, all in one. The word of God. James 4, start at verse 1. You know that song, we don't beat the air. So many people have been drifted into the wrong fight. Fighting for something that they're not even supposed to be fighting for. And they think they're, you know, think about this. You remember Saul, who became Paul, he was fighting for the things he thought God had sent him to do. Boy, did he get surprised, huh? He was killing people, imprisoning people, destroying families, accusing people. He did all of these things, and he thought he was doing it for God. Until God had to slap him off his horse, which was a symbol of pride. He had to slap him off of his pride. Amen? And then wake him up. First, he had to blind him. so he could speak to him. That's going to happen to many people. They're going to get knocked off their horse, their pride, and become blinded. And then God will awaken them. Remember, we're in a transitional time that is just phenomenal. We don't know what's going on in other parts of the world. But there's a lot of things going on. God is visiting all kinds of people. He's bringing revival in places where you never could think of. And I think I told you once already that we were at an event one time, and this woman was asking for funds to, they had this like radio type of transmitter that it kept speaking, and it ran on some kind of battery that lasts like 2 or 3 years, and it was the word of God in multiple languages. And so these planes would fly over these places, and they'd throw them out. They had mini parachutes on them. And wherever they landed, it would go off. And it would be clearing the word of God, salvation, the prayer, and so forth in other languages. It was so powerful because God's word is reaching everywhere. But, you know, now through our technology, the world can see everything. But unfortunately, many of these countries that are evil and wicked, rulers and dictators, are preventing their people from knowing the truth. So when they do finally get to come to America, they see how great this country is. You know, as far as I'm concerned, anyone who doesn't like this country should move. Get out of here. You don't need to be here. Quit complaining about this country. And quit trying to destroy it and put your demonic indoctrinations into our schools, into our colleges, into our children. Get the heck out of here, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm waiting for the America citizens to rise up and start saying, you know, enough's enough. Let's kick some, you know what, blessed assurance. Hallelujah. James chapter 4, verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your flesh. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, many people are fighting for the wrong thing. They're fighting for their pleasures, their possessions. What's the word tell us? Don't worry. Be happy. God knows everything you need. He'll make a way. Just stay in position. Don't be anxious, because anxiousness will move you out of position. Amen? Trust, rest, wait, and die. It's that simple. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I mean, come on. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, To whom be honor and everlasting power. Hallelujah, forever and ever. It's the fight for right. We are to be fighting for what's right, not what's wrong. But you got to know what's right and wrong. You know, there's a lot of good people out there. But unfortunately, these good people are fighting for what's wrong, not what's right. And then they want to condemn you because you want to share with them about, you know, you shouldn't be voting for abortion. Hello? Do you approve abortion? No, I don't. Then why do you vote for all the politicians that approve it? Because they're more dedicated to their party instead of God. I'm going to say it again. They're more dedicated to their party instead of God. And they're too prideful to repent. And say, you know what? I'm wrong. See, because they've been fighting for what's wrong instead of fighting for what's right. And they need to repent for what's wrong. I'm telling you, things are going to get really crazy here. And I love it. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 9. Fight for right. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24. You know, people fight for things they can't see are wrong. Because they're fighting for their beliefs, but their beliefs are wrong. Amen? Their interpretations may be incorrect, and so they're fighting for these flawed interpretations. And, you know, people don't realize that it gets us in trouble. When we begin to fight for something that's wrong, a curse comes. And, man, they sure believe that what they're fighting for is right. But it's wrong. Because they're really not searching out the fruit of everything. They're searching out the emotion of everything. Not the fruit. If they would search out the fruit, they would find out a different. Amen? Things are going to be more exposed. There are people that have brought a curse upon them, and the spirit of torment will follow them all the days of their life on this earth until they turn and repent. And they'll wonder why everything, they're tormented, they're not free, they're this and that and whatever, because they brought a curse on themselves. And the spirit of torment will follow them all the days of their life on this earth. Hallelujah. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus not with uncertainty that I fight, not as one who what? Beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Hallelujah. Many still are beating the air. They're fighting for something God's not asking them to fight for. But they believe they're fighting for God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, for which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Oh, praise God. Fight. It's the fight for right rewards. There's a fight for right rewards. But there's not a fight for wrong rewards, is there? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your vine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious and the companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. They do not defend the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow come before them. It sounds like our political parties these days. Therefore, the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross. I will take away all your aloe. I will restore your judges. Thank you. As for the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. And I believe God is doing that for this country right now. It'll be known as the faithful country to him. Remember, this country has been rededicated back to the Lord. There's a lot of U.S. corruption. And it's now fighting for the right to expose. Look at all the, you got ICE, you got DOGE, you got all the military. Everybody's fighting for what's right now. Things are turning around. There are so many lawsuits in the court cases, they can't even keep up. Against what? The wicked. The wicked. Because people are fighting for what's right. They've been pushed over and run over enough times. Now it's a fight for right. God be with you. Amen. Proverbs 17:13. Whoever rewards evil for good. Is that happening? Oh my God. Evil will not depart from their house. Wow. Why? Because a curse comes upon them and the spirits of torment will follow them all their days. Is everybody okay on that? Okay. Rewards evil for good. Evil will not depart from their home. Anyone. They're going to crumble. Obama's legacy is going to crumble. Biden's legacy is going to crumble. I don't know if you've seen the library built. It doesn't even make sense. Of course, he don't make sense. It's incredible. It's the most ugliest building I've ever seen. I mean, it's supposed to be a spectacle of a president's library and history and so forth, what he did. Of course, it's probably empty. Who knows? He ain't done nothing except for rewarded evil for good. Hello? Hallelujah. Psalm 1. Oh, and the other thing is he's got all kinds of lawsuits against him because he ain't paid the people that put it together. Think about that. All of these companies, this guy was on there because, you know, he supported a lot of the, he tried to give the money to all the, you know, low income and so forth. And, well, the problem was is he didn't get any money to them. So one of the head guys from this corporation, it was one of the head managers and general contractors, was on the news saying, yes, all of these subcontractors that were hired, they're bankrupt now because they got no money. They invested everything and dropped everything to build this building for the Obamanite family. And they haven't been paid. It sounds like a Democrat. Democrat. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 1, starting at verse 1, please. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. In other words, he focuses on the word of God. He shall be like a what? A tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does for what? I'm telling you, get ready, man. But the ungodly are not so. But they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. That judgment is associated with rewards. Everybody understand that? For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. They shall diminish. I'm going to close at Psalm 18, verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself mercy. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people and bring down the haughty looks. Hallelujah, it's coming. This country has turned around. The whole world has seen this country. The world celebrated this country. And the world is waiting for this country to rescue them. Many of them are wanting to be rescued. And I think we should. I think there's places that we should just go on in and rescue these people that are being slaughtered and murdered and remove their governments. And let people put their own government together of righteousness. Why? Because we fight for what's right. Amen? We are called to fight for what's right. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. You said that we're to take it by violence. The heavenlies are taken by violence. Lord, we call destructive fire down on all principalities over all these countries, nations, and continents and islands that have been taking people captive, that are stealing, killing, and destroying, and coming against your word, your will, and your promises. Lord, remove all their media of deception. Remove their governments of corruption. And visit them, Lord. Visit them. Dispatch your angels and military and your body to all these locations. Please, Papa, stop the slaughters. Stop the human trafficking. Stop the child trafficking. Stop it, Lord. And we ask for your divine intervention and give us the discernment of what we're supposed to do and when we're supposed to do it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.